All right, anyway, let's get to 2 Samuel. This is an amazing part of the story that we've been in. 2 Samuel chapter 18, and we're right at verse 8. So we're about ready to start verse 8. And remember, there's that war between Israel and the south, David. And here's the outcome of it, right in the middle. So we start at verse 8. Vatehi sham hamilchama nafotzet el pnei kol haaretz. Va yerev ha-ya'ar le'ekol ba'am, me'asher akla ha-cherev bayom ha-hu. Vatehi is, of course, from Haya, and it's feminine, notice, because of milchama. So the war there, see, sham, so the war there, now the verb, was, and now this nafotzet, look at that strange form. This is from the root poots. It's a hollow verb. And it's a niphal. And it's a feminine singular. But what is odd about it is that you have that yud. So just, this is not characteristic of feminine singular participles of the hollow verb. All right? You would expect, just to go back to kum, it would be nakom or nakomet if it was feminine singular. And notice that the Masoretes wants you to read nafotzet, as if the yud isn't there. See? As if the yud isn't there. So notice that what may have happened is that yud was originally a vav and it was a plural or something, but somehow that crept into the text. So just read it as a feminine singular nifal from poots and don't lose any sleep over it. Okay? So the war there was spreading. Poots means to spread. Was spreading. Al pnei kol, over the face of all the land. Now, here's an interesting construction. Notice you have va yerev. See, it's from the root rava, to be great. This is the hifil form, to multiply or to do something in a great way or greatly. And notice then that it functions with the infinitive le'ekol. So it's, and the forest... Well, here, I'm just going to be very wooden. The forest acted greatly to eat. Now, notice then that here it's better in English if you make the infinitive the finite verb. So, and the forest ate up, ate, and now translate the vayerev as an adverb, ate exceedingly or ate greatly. Okay, so there's actually a number of other examples of the uses of the rava plus an infinitive like this. There's four or five of them, actually. So the easiest way, the forest ate or devoured greatly ba'am, among the people. Okay? Now the min becomes comparison before asher. More than what the sword ate ba'yom hahu on that day. So it says in more idiomatic, so the forest devoured more among the people than what the sword ate in that day. So evidently it was pretty rough wilderness. I don't know. I guess it means that people got lost and stranded, and I'm not sure what it means. It's just kind of an interesting little detail here about the war, because remember it had that little detail earlier that they were in the Ya'ar of Ephraim here, I think it's in verse 6 for the war. Now we know why it mentioned that. It's really kind of weird. But any questions about verse 8? So the syntax, the most interesting thing is that Vayerev ha-Ya'ar le'ekol. Okay, verse 9. Here it comes. Vayikare Avshalom lifnei avdei David. Vavshalom rokev al ha-pered. Vayavo haperet tachat shovek, shovek ha'ela ha'gadol. Vayechezak rosho ba'ela va'yutan bein ha'shamaimu vein ha'aretz v'haperet asher tachtav avar. Oh boy. Well, you know what happens. Vayikare, notice that is a nifal. Everybody see that big comet under the kaf? Vav consecutive. Kara, as you know it, the first meaning is to call out or to name. But remember, there's another meaning. It means to encounter or to happen upon. And when it's in the Niphal, that's usually the call. If you meet someone, I arranged to meet someone, I met someone. But if you hit on something someone accidentally or kind of unexpectedly, then it's the Niphal. And you only see that like two or three times, I think, in the Bible. So you would say kind of Absalom happened, you see, stumbled upon the servants of David, if you really want to put it that way. It was just this chance occurrence, I think, is what it's trying to say. So before the servants of David, see? Now you break up. So notice you have vav consecutive. Now you break it up to give this little detail here with the Avshalom. Now Absalom, rokev, participle, was riding on haperet, on his mule. Notice the use of the definite article here. Almost possessive, was riding on his mule. Vayavo haperet, and the mule walked tachat shovek ha'ela hagadol. Okay, this is really another weird thing. And the mule went under a shovek. That's only used here. I think it's a hot box. And it means a network of tree branches. So that's all it gives us, the shovek. I'm sorry, sovek. Yeah, excuse me, sovek. So the mule walked under the boughs of the ela, of the great oak, of this. And notice the definite article here is in a storytelling use. And so we would say a certain oak or this oak. You know, notice how we use the demonstrative this when we're talking in story form like that. So the mule went under the network of this big oak, this giant oak. Okay, Vayezek Rosho. And his head was held, chazak. Okay? I mean, you've noted to be strong, but here in this sense, his head was held by Ela, by the oak. Okay? Now, Vayutan. This is a weird form. Anyone see the root is very common. It's from Natan. Natan. And this is parsed as a call passive. Imperfect, because there is no PL for the corresponding pu'al. So this is a call passive form of natan. Remember, natan can also mean to set or place. And so you would translate, and he was set or he was placed, bane, between the heaven and between the earth.
Rakia.
Yeah, rakia in the firmament. He was in thin air. Vehapered, and the mule which was under him, avar. See, you get the picture. Passed on. All right. Now, how this all happened, you know from Sunday school. They tell you every detail about how he was fleeing, must have been. See, so, I mean, that's the only thing you can think of with verse 9, if you fill in the gaps. Absalom stumbled unexpectedly before the servants of Yahweh, see. Now, he was riding on a parak, and all it's, he must have turned and started running, and boom, got caught. See? Or he saw them and did something. But again, you have this strange thing about how Absalom got caught, see? Okay? Questions through 9. Okay, verse 10. Vayar yishachad va yaged le yoav, bad. Vayomer, hine, ra'iti et Avshalom talui ba'ela. So, a certain man, this man, see, ish echad, literally one man, but we would say a man or a certain guy. Yar saw from Ra'ah. Okay? So a certain man saw, and we obviously it doesn't even put the object, saw it or saw him. Vayaged, this is from Nagad, Hifil, and he reported it to Yoav. And he said as follows, look, I have seen, see from Ra'ah again, a call perfect, I have seen Avshalom talui. Well, you know what the word means, even if you've never seen it. What does it mean? Hanging. Yeah, it's from the root tala. It's a third hey, and it's a passive participle. So root 1 is the tav, root 2 is the lamed, root 3 is that original yud coming back. And the u tells you it's a call passive. Just like if it was a strong verb katav, it would be katuv. Here it's talui. Okay? And I saw Absalom hung, we would probably say hanging, ba'ela, in this oak. Okay, verse 11. Vayomer Yoav la'ish ha-magid lo. Vehine raita umadu alo hikito sham artsa va'alai latedlika asar kesef va chagorachat. Then Joab said to the man, Hamagid. This is just a participle, nifal, from Nagad again. And it's just further identifying. Said to the man, namely, the one who reported this to him, who reported it to him. Now look, you saw, ra'ita, kevehine. Look, you saw, umadua. So why did you not strike him? Hikito is from naka. Hifil from naka, second masculine singular, plus third masculine suffix. So madua lo hikito. Then why did you not strike him there, artsa, to the ground? Okay. Ve'al, and supply the verb it is. And it is upon me, latet, to give, call infinitive from natan. It is upon me to give to you 10 kesef. And remember, when you have multiples like this, the noun is a lot of times in the singular. We would say, we'd have to translate kesef as plural. See, it is upon me to give to you 10 pieces of silver and a chagora, a belt. Someone usually translates it as a weapons belt, and one weapons belt. Okay. So, again, very much idiomatic. I would have given to you 10 pieces of silver and a single belt had you struck him. Okay. Questions through 11. Okay, verse 12. Vayomer ha'ish el Yoav, velu anoki shokel al kapai elef kesef, lo eshlak yadai el ben hamelek, ki be'ozneinu dziva hamelek otaka ve'et avishai ve'et itai lemor, shimumi bana'ar ve'abshalom. Okay. Then the man said to Joab. Now notice the pointing of this velu. Lu is usually this used in conditional sentences, unreal. Okay, but notice that the Masoretes wants you to read. Notice 12a. Many manuscripts read as kare, as low. Okay, if you read it as so, they want you to read it as. On the margin, notice third masculine singular. Okay, but we would translate, if you translate as the Masoretes have pointed it, if or though I, Shokel, was weighing out in two or upon my hand, Kapai, 1,000 pieces of silver, not would I send my hand against the son of the king. So it translates, even if I were weighing out in my hand 1,000 pieces of silver, not would I send my hand against the son of the king. For, be'ozneinu, in our ears, in our hearing, the king commanded, ziva, commanded you and Abishai, that's your brother, and Itai, saying, now notice this next, shimu, this is just a simple call imperative from Shamar, be careful. And here again, notice that the me afterwards makes no sense. So most suggest, and there's a lot of manuscript evidence here, if you look up letter D, that you need to read a le here rather than a me. So so it would translate, take care for me, okay, for me, in regard to ba or concerning na'ar, concerning the youth, that is, concerning Absalom. If you remember earlier, David said, don't, you know, treat him gently. Okay, so he's just repeating that order. Does everybody see that? Any questions? Okay, verse 13. Oh, asiti benaf shi, oh, yeah, I'll say benaf shi, sheker, v'kol davar lo yikached min hamelek ve'ata tit Yatsev Meneged. Or, now Asitas from first common singular, had I acted, if I, see, or had I acted against Nafshi, notice the Masoretes wants you to translate this as a first common singular suffix. So they want you to read Nafshi. Had I acted against my own best interest, against my own self, and now sheker is a noun that means lie. You use it as an adverb, treacherously. So it would be, or had I acted against my own life in a treacherous way, sheker, treacherously, namely if I had killed him. Okay. Notice that the written text is nafsho. The kativ would be the third masculine. You translate it like this. Had I acted against his life in treachery or treacherously. Okay. Now, vekol, and every word is not, kachad means to hide, is not hidden from the king. Okay. We would translate, and nothing, no thing is hidden from the king. Yikached is a nifal, imperfect, third masculine from kachad to hide. So he's kind of giving a parenthesis here. So if we translate, had I acted against his own his life in treachery, now nothing is hidden from the king, then you, Tityatsev, you would have stood mineged. You would have stood on the other side. In other words, if this man had done it, Joab wouldn't have had his back. That's what he's saying. If I had done this thing, you would have left me hanging there, kind of figuratively, see? So he didn't trust Joab at all and Joab's promises of wealth. He wasn't going to go against the word of the king, all right? Now, it's very interesting that he calls, the relationships here. And remember, Joab was David's nephew, so you got a lot of kind of family dysfunction going on here. So this was his. So if Joab was his nephew, then Absalom, what was the relation of Absalom to? I didn't figure that out. Absalom to Joab. Something. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Interesting. Okay. Questions through 13. Dysfunctional family. Vayomer Yoav Lokain. Oh, this is weird. Vayomer Yoav. Lokain ochila lefaneka. Vayikach shalosha shavatim bekafo kapo. Vayit kaim belev avshalom. Odenu chai belev haela. Then Joab said, Lokain. We would Lokain, not thus. See, we would translate. Let me translate the next word and I'll come back to it. Ochila is from the root yachal, to wait. Okay, to wait. And notice it's first, it's a hifil, and it's first person imperfect. And it has this cohortative form, ochila. That's why you have that hey at the end. Everybody see that? To wait. So I will wait. So it's something like, I won't wait any longer. So the thus kind of means that. Not thus will I wait. I won't wait anymore. Before you, lefaneka. Okay, so here's what happens. Vayikach, and he took three shevatim from shevet rods, we would probably say spears here, into his hand, kapo. Vayit ka'im. Taka here means to thrust. Taka. And he thrust them into the heart of Avshalom. So notice the narrator moves us right along. Joab, it doesn't tell us Joab's getting to go back to Absalom. We assume he wasn't far away. So he went to Absalom. Still he, this is from Ode, still or yet, plus the third masculine singular, that nu. So Odenu is still he. Still he alive in the middle lave of the oak. See, so again it says, and he thrust them into the heart of Absalom while still he was alive in the heart of the oak. So you notice the word plays kind of that are here because you have taka again coming up. Okay, now the next is even, so he ups the ante in verse 15. Vayasobu asra ne'arim nos e kaliyoav vayaku et avshalom vayemituhu. This is from Savav. Just a call, imperfect, Savav, to surround, Vayasobu. And they surrounded, namely, Asara Ne'arim. 10 servants, the carriers, nos a is a call participle, masculine, plural, in construct. Carriers of the vessels, so we would say bearers of the weapons of Joab. Okay, so 10 servants, Na'arim, surrounded him, and it's Absalom, understood, the bearers of the vessels of Joab. Vayaku, and they struck from Nakah, and they struck Absalom, Vayemituhu, and they killed him. This is from Mut Ahifil. All right. We're going to stop here because it's almost 12:30. Any questions through 15? All right. So Absalom gets this rather gruesome end described in details to what happened. All right. All right. Thank you very much. And again, stay tuned. It won't be until after break till I make that switch, but I just want to warn everybody of it. Thanks for coming, you guys. Appreciate it very much.